This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. SportsEthos.com presentation. The Pels are streaking. 4 in a row, another 30-point victory. Oh my lord, against the 4th-placed Jazz. They'd won 9 of the last 10, and we slapped them from pillar to post. Before we dive into that, if you've got time, go and give us a follow on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. You can find all of the stuff going on over there on Twitter. That's usually where we interact, as most of you know. So what do we see? Pelicans in the Smoothie King Center, nice little break in between games. After belting the Kings, and then we roll in and defeat the Jazz 124-90. Nikhil Alexander Walker's return to New Orleans. Played a bit of garbage time at the end, but from pillar to post, we flogged the living daylights out of them, and I cannot be more proud as to how the team played today because, well, the last 4 games actually, because it's been like a different team. We have been on here, as I've harped on and harped on and harped on, we've been on here on this very show, just me, just kicking it solo, whinging about the Pelicans and lack of ability to finish games and silly turnovers and stupid rotations and people playing out of position and who knows what else, you know. It's done. It's not there. I can't see it. I have nothing to fault about this team. Nothing to fault. We're playing fun. We're playing fast. We're moving the ball. Guys are playing for each other. We're playing to win. There's no selfishness. Guys are hitting shots. Confidence breeds confidence and breeds victories. Guys are playing confidence. And all credit to Willie Green for changing the rotation to this because now everyone gets to play because we blow teams out by 3-quarter time. And then we don't have to play the starters. They get to be nice and rested. And the bench gets to have fun. And the crowd gets to have fun. And gosh, I wish I was over there to be able to have that fun with you guys. But I'll tell you what, I'm sitting there in my lounge room, absolutely loving every second of it. I'm so proud of this team. 4 in a row. And, you know, half a game now behind the Lakers for 9th. And that means that that number 10 pick is coming our way. That means that that pick they've got sitting there from that we'd traded off for Jonas Valanciunas, is coming this way. So you get another top 10 draft pick. Perhaps they might fall lower and, you know, get higher percentage of odds. I don't know. But wouldn't that just be just desserts that we get that pick, you know? And I've hammered David Griffin. This is before I get into any of it. I've hammered David Griffin. Hammered him. what do you call it, snake oil salesman, all this other stuff. And as more and more emerges about all of the Zion situation and I suppose the moves that he's made and, you know, the mistakes that he's corrected of his own, you've got to give credit to him what he's built here. Pull off that CJ trade, you managed to get Larry Nance, you managed to get Tony Snell as well. All of those guys are going to be contributing, you know, when Nance is there. He's already contributing on Twitter. He's absolutely hilarious with his meme sharing. And you can see he's fit straight into the team. And the culture guys, CJ leading from the front, Tony Snell coming in, playing his role, just hitting threes and defending. That's all we need him to do. He hit the nail on the head with that trade. I miss Josh and I miss Nikhil. And, you know, Tomas and Diddy were good role-playing guys as well and contributed around the locker room. But he hit the nail on the head and he pulled the trigger and did exactly what he needed to do. And this team, and I shared it on Twitter, this team is going to be unstoppable when Zion comes back. In its current form, you just add an all-star player. No other team's going to be able to do that. You know, the team's stacked. And, you know, you hear these things like, oh, when the trade went down, CJ, we're going to play $30 million a year. I thought, I'll give him $40 million a year because what he's bringing is exactly what we needed. A bit of leadership, unlimited scoring, knows when to take over and knows when to defer. Knows how to make his teammates better. Knows how to win. And that's what we're doing. You don't come in and smash a team. What was that by? 34 points. 34 points we smashed the Jazz. And that was after beating the Kings by 30. By beating the Lakers by 30. By beating the Suns. What are we doing here? We're winning. And we're playing great basketball and everyone's loving it. And we're playing together. And I, you know, whew, what a great side. And so easy to support. I tell you what, I'm just so excited for the next game. I just want more Pels basketball. I feel like these days off in between is just giving me withdrawals because what they're doing right now, just fantastic. I'm stoked. I'm really stoked. So, let's talk about the game. That's why we're here. As I said at the top, we defeat the Jazz 124-90 behind 29 points from Brandon, 24 from CJ, and just a team effort. Everyone that suited up, everyone that was active, played. We went from top to bottom. The only guys that didn't play was Kyra, Larry, and Zion, and those three guys are injured. Everyone else got a run. And everyone else played decent minutes, you know. Even Alizé and Gary came in for nearly 5 minutes. That's how good we were, from top to bottom. So let's start with the quarter by quarter. It really started in the first quarter. We came out, and we know the Jazz likes to shoot threes. They thrive off 3 points, and that's how they bury teams, and how if they're getting down, they get back into it. They hit threes, move the ball, transition threes, left to right, and then if they miss, well, Rudy Gobert's 55 foot tall and gets hold of the thing and dunks it back in. We took away their airspace. We chased them off the 3-point line and made them uncomfortable every single time. And Herb went on Donovan Mitchell and just put him in the 7 circles of hell. The bloke was in trouble. He couldn't get anywhere near a decent shot off all night. And he still got a couple. You know, he got 14 points. But his shooting percentages were woeful. 5 of 18, 3 of 11 from 3. And, you know, he's their all-star. He's the guy that's meant to win it for him. And he couldn't get comfortable. And that's all credit to Herb. And then the rest of the team, knowing what they're meant to do on defense, sticking an arm in, deflections and steals and blocks were huge tonight. And it's starting on that defensive end. And all of a sudden, you get this transition basketball that is so easy to score. And you're running the score up and you're up by 30 in the first half. You know, they scored 17 in the first quarter to our 35. At one point, it was something like 30-10. We just gave them an absolute touch-up. Second quarter, more of the same. Put the foot on the throat. 30 points to 21. They couldn't answer. Bench come on, run amok against them. Starters come on, run amok against them. What are you going to do? You can't stop everyone. Brandon Ingram was just feasting. He feasted on them. In 3 quarters, he had 29 points. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter. CJ McCollum had 24. And they just got whatever they wanted. And all of a sudden, all of those critics who were sitting out there saying, oh, you know, Brandon Ingram can't win and, you know, the team's not built to win and they're woeful and they're bad and they're cellar dwellers. Well, we just dethroned them. You know, we absolutely pantsed them, sent them on a DAC run. And if you don't know a DAC run, you can Google that. Absolutely floored them. I'm so impressed. And then at three-quarter time, we come out the half, and, you know, we talked about this. Brandon said the halftime chats have been really awesome, and that's why we started so fast in the third. We put another 30 points on them, 25. Oh, to their 25, you know, stomped them again, and they just couldn't get comfortable. Not all night. And it was a next man up mentality. JV kept getting in foul trouble. Billy came in and was probably one of the best players tonight. He was mic'd up. He was playing against his brother, Wancho, over at the Jazz. And he was just sensational. Everyone was. I can't fault anyone. And you know me, I don't hold back if I need to. The last quarter was just letting the other guys play. 29-27, we won that quarter too. We swept them for the quarters and just smashed them. That's the biggest loss of the year, I'm pretty sure. I don't think they'd be expecting us to hammer them like that. And they just couldn't get comfortable all night, and they looked like they gave up by halftime. They were like, I'm sick of this. Jordan Clarkson came in, got a tech. You know, they were crying out. Hassan Whiteside dunked it and got booed for trying to flex, and you're sitting there going down, mate, you're down 34. Shut up. Run back. I don't care if you can dunk it. You're trying to pump your team up. Well, you're getting flogged. Take the L. Looking over at the team comparison stats, field goal percentage, we shot a delicious 51.5%. 50 made field goals, actually, on 97 attempts, and they hit 31 of 81, 89, 34%, and, you know, they were woeful. That first half, they were gross. 26% from three, and when you keep a team that shoots, well, this 41 three-point attempts, they hit 11. We hit 11 of 36, 30%. You know, we were matched, but when so many of their possessions result in a three and they can't hit them and can't get comfortable, no dramas, because there was so many of these last-second shot clock percentage busters that they had to do because we just kept closing out on them. There was blocks off the threes. Brandon blocked a three. Herb blocked a three. Jackson was closing out like a mad thing. It was just awesome. So good. Free throws. Low free throw shooting night for us, 17, but hit 13 of them. To their 26 attempts, hit 17 as well. 65% from the free throw. That's because you send Rudy Gobert there, who can't shoot free throws to save his life. Now, this is the big disparity. Our key stat that we've been looking at in our wins has been the assists. 29 assists we had to 15 of theirs. 29 assists. It was just fantastic. You know, passing the ball. Everyone's going to get theirs. And if you can get everyone theirs because you've worked together, well, you love to see it because everyone gets confident. Everyone knows that if they're in the right spot, they'll get given the ball. There's none of this selfishness. And it just makes basketball look beautiful. I love it. Really impressed with the result there. You know, keeping them to 15 assists, well, that shows that they couldn't hit shots and they also weren't willing to pass. Offensive rebounds, we knew they were going to come hard at that. 22 they had, but again, didn't really change the score. Steals, we had 11 to their 7. We were just active all night, and a lot of the ones where we got the hand on the ball, I know Jose got called for a couple of fouls for reaching, when really he was all over the ball, had it going. It was great. Blocks, 4-2, turnovers. We caused 20 turnovers to our 10. So that means we had 29-10 turnovers. 29 assists, 10 turnovers. What's that? Nearly 3-1. I mean, you're not going to lose many basketball games doing that percentages. That's just fantastic. They had 20 turnovers and they had 15 assists. They only had 31 made field goals. You know, come on. Points off turnovers. We got 36. They had 9. So we were getting back in transition, stopping them scoring off our turnovers. and also exploiting the living daylights out of their turnovers. Every time they turned it over, it was live ball. And we ran, and we passed, and we laid it in, or we dunked it, or we threw a lob, or, you know, we got up and about. We hit singles, as Antonio Daniels says. You know, hit singles. You don't have to go for the home run. Try to hit a transition three. Just go and lay it up. There's two more points that they've got to claw back. And that is clicking. It's really clicking. The stadium looked full. 16,000, they said, and change. People there on the official stats as to whether or not how many actually rocked up. It might be different, but it looked a lot fuller than it had been. And people were up and about. So, we head over to the box score. As I said, Brandon Ingram had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Only had to play 30 minutes. 1 steal. They call it a steal. I thought it was a block. 11 of 16 field goal percentage, 68%, which you love to see. Hit a 3-pointer. Had 5 turnovers, but was a plus 26 on the night. And, you know, if Brandon Ingram's your main facilitator, I don't mind that he has 5 turnovers. That's all right, because, you know, you got 6 assists from him. So it was a net positive. CJ McCollum, 24, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 10 of 18, 55%. These are your guards. These are your guys that are shooting all the time. Only have 1 turnover, plus 18 on the night, 29 minutes. Again, got a good rest. Herb Jones, only 2 points, but was absolutely monstrous, is the word I was looking for. He was monstrous on the defensive end. He was absolutely fantastic. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals and a block. 1 of 4 shooting, and that was off an alley-oop, which was pretty wicked. He's just great. He's just a great basketballer. You can't look at a box score and assume that he's had a bad game or, you know, had a quiet game. He was everywhere. He was absolutely integral to this win, and I love that he's on our team, and we got him for cheap. You know, second-round draft pick. If you're all of those other scouts, you're kicking yourself because you missed out. Yeah, absolutely missed out. Jackson Hayes, only 5 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, but he was active. There was a lot of tips that he did off the missed shots and disruptive. He did a wicked put back. I love that. JV, as I said, only 17 minutes tonight, 4.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 of 6 shooting. Had 3 turnovers, still a plus 16 on the night, but, you know, battled against big guys, Hassan and Rudy. They're big guys that got him in foul trouble. There's a few ticky-tack fouls that he got. And, you know, luckily, enter stage left, Billy Hernangómez off the bench, 23 minutes. He was huge, 13 and 8, nearly a double-double, 1 steal and 1 block, 5 of 9 shooting, you know, plus 14. He was just great. Awesome. And it was really good to see these guys staying ready. You know, Billy hadn't played for ages, like number of games. And he came back in and was ready straight away. All credit to him. Jose, 18 minutes, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. He was everywhere. He was picking pockets. He was picking locks. You know, he was bloody stealing whatever you wanted. He was unbelievable. I was loving it. Tony Snell, 11 points. He was sniping. 5 rebounds. He hit 3 3-pointers. 2 in a row, 1 from each corner, and missed the third one, but then after that came back and hit another one. You love to see it. He was great. Devontae Graham in 18 minutes, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block. He did a big block from behind, which is pretty awesome. He was really effective. Did what he needed to do. 2 of 6 shooting, hit his 2 threes, missed one that probably should have hit, but otherwise, you know, he's playing his role. And all credit to him. You know, he was playing starters minutes. Now he's down to 18 minutes. And I appreciate that he's dug in and, as a culture guy, has accepted this role and is thriving in it. He hits a couple of threes. He all of a sudden becomes a floor spacer. People look at him and say, hang on, we can't have him hit another one. You've got to be accountable. And all that does is make it easier for CJ and for BI to operate. So I have no issues with that. It means you can't slack off him. Najee Marshall, Playground Najee, as they were calling him. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. He was wicked. Did a few dunks and layups, and he did a crisp, well, between the legs, Euro step, and oh my gosh. He was playing like he was in the summer league. That was awesome. Trey Murphy come on for 5 minutes, 23, hit a 3 straight away. Garrett Temple, we got a few minutes of him. Have 5 points, nice floater, nice 3-pointer, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a steal as well. He was great. Alizé Johnson, a 10-day contract. He had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. He was awesome, very active. I was impressed with his efforts, actually. I know he was a good energy guy at Chicago, and he's probably floated around other places since then, but it's good to get him because he provides a little versatility, a little athleticism, and yeah, it was good to see. Gary Clark registered 1 assist in his few minutes, in his 5 minutes. So, you know, he was just there spacing the floor, waiting for the ball to come to him. I don't even know if he had a shot. No, they didn't give him a shot. No, I like Gary. Anyway, great team win from top to bottom over at Utah. Flogged them. Mitchell had 14. Gobert had a double-double with 10 and 11. He's always going to get that. Whiteside had 13 and 12. Clarkson 10 and House with 11. A few other guys had nominal amounts. My man, Nikhil, he ended up with 7 points in 7 minutes, 2 rebounds, comes in garbage time, was efficient, 2 of 4, did everything he could. And I really hope that he comes back to the Pelicans. I'd like to see him. Him and Josh, surely we can find some spots for him because they deserve to be feasting with this as well. Yeah, it's a shame that he's sort of fallen out the rotation at Utah when obviously he could help him. And yeah, maybe it'll come later on and we'll see what happens. But no doubt I think he'll be going to the playoffs, which is great experience for him, and hopefully that'll help him continue to develop as a player, get some confidence in himself. And, you know, we love Nikhil down here, so no issues there. I know we were harsh on him at times, but it was coming from a place of we want you to succeed, and we want him to succeed in Utah as well. So all the credit to Nor with that and the rest of his career. So, before we wrap up, we will thank the sponsors. MyBookie.ag, use the code ETHOS when you sign up. That'll give you a deposit match bonus. Do all your betting over there. Also, ThriveFantasy.com, our daily fantasy partner. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up, and that will give you some deposit match bonuses as well as some free game tickets that's exclusive to this code. Use it. I don't know, you can go and win over there and bet on players and make as much money or as little money as you can, but enjoy that and gamble responsibly, of course. We don't want to muck around with our cash when you're working hard to earn it. In addition, go and check out manscaped.com. Use the code ETHOS20. Get yourself 20% off and free shipping. We love it. Get yourself a discount. Nice shaver, the old Lawnmower 4.0. No doubt the 5.0 will come out at some point, which is always good. They keep upping the game with their shaving. So go and check all that out. And expressvpn.com/hoopball. Get yourself an extra 3 months on a 12-month subscription. You can use it to protect your privacy online. Use it for League Pass. Use it for, I don't know, online shopping, watching Netflix, whatever you want. I don't care. I don't need to know about it. But yeah, go and treat yourself. It's one click to get it all set up and you're flying. So go and check that out. Get yourself 3 free months expressvpn.com/hoopball, and that'll give you those extra 3 months when you sign up.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at rinse.com. That's RINSE.com.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. We're going to wrap up. Obviously, big game against the Jazz. Gave them an absolute touch-up, which we love to see. Slapped them around. Three key takeaways from the game. Number one, we played together. We played together again. 29 assists to 10 turnovers. That's it. You know, nearly a 3-1. Just short of a 3-1 assist to turnover ratio. You're going to win games doing that because you're unselfish. You know, you came out quick, you moved the ball, you got good possessions, you scored, you got, the BI was aggressive, CJ was aggressive, and JV, you know, he tried to be aggressive, he just kept getting hammered. Everyone that came in played fast, played hard, and played to the basket. We didn't muck around. Paint to great, which is what Willie Green harps on. He always talks about paint to great. Getting 2 feet in the paint, all of a sudden, the defense collapses, you can get a good shot. Now that we've got these floor spaces, Tony Snell, you know, B.I.'s hitting them a bit, CJ, Devontae's there, Jose can shoot it. You know, I'm probably forgetting guys. Herb can shoot it a bit. Even JV can shoot it. You know, you get in there, collapses the defense, and you get a good open look shot. And it doesn't have to be a three. It could be another drive. But it's just fantastic to really see that evolve and the unselfishness and the .5 offense really take hold, because it's something to really... really love and watch and behold. It's just awesome to see. Key takeaway number two. Who are you going to switch off? It's impossible to leave Brandon Ingram one-on-one. Brandon Ingram Island. It sounds terrible. I'd hate to be guarding that bloke. You know, I'm not very much of an athlete anyway, but, you know, watching this guy absolutely tear players apart. He's looking at his defender like, why are you bothering to stand there? Because I'm going to hit it anyway. He's in another level. You know, he's showing while he says, oh, you know, he doesn't ever come out and say that he should have been an all-star. He says, I've got to work towards that. Well, you should have been. And, you know, you're proving it time and time again. And now you've got another one alongside you in CJ McCollum, who's just the perfect complement, knows how to adapt to other players and how to change. I'm so impressed with how he's come along and played aggressive, because he's our leader and he's our all-star. Now, key takeaway number three is about the next man up mentality. So, we played every active player that we had today. And didn't matter who was on the court or who was on the bench was up. Everyone was playing for one another. Everyone was up and about. Someone did something, you know, they flexed to the bench and the bench was up and about, standing up, jumping, clapping. They want to play for each other. And I think Billy Hernan Gomez said it in his post game perfectly. You know, these are my brothers. These are my friends. These are the people I come to work to see. You know, he lives on the other side of the world. So when he's here, these are his people that he sees. He doesn't see anyone else. These are his mates. So that mentality where he was sitting on the bench for games and he comes in and gets 13-8 after, you know, barely playing. And everyone's just so stoked for him. It's not this, oh, you know, he's going for my minutes or he's going for this minutes. Everyone just wants to succeed. Someone hits a three. You know, Garrett Temple did a floater and all the guys are doing the floater arm up in the air. I love to see that. That next man up. That team mentality, the culture that they've built here, that Willie Green has spearheaded to keep these guys together. And I know it comes from, you know, you're an underdog, you're fighting against, you start 1-12, you've got to fight back. But it's easy to lose a locker room. It's easy to lose hope. And then you see this, and these guys never stopped. And that's why we love this team. While we're so supportive of this team, and why we want them to succeed, and why anyone that criticizes this team is on the off the Christmas card list that we go straight at and call out, because this team is just fantastic to watch and deserve their flowers. So, that being said, we're going to wrap up. The next game we have is against Denver in Denver. That is on in a couple of days. That's on Sunday night, It'll be a 7 p.m. game again in New Orleans, and it's a 9 a.m. game for me on Monday. So we will revisit then. I've got a public holiday, so I'll be watching it live. Fantastic. So we'll be tweeting and carrying on as per and probably roll into the spaces as we usually do. But we'll leave it at that. Hopefully everyone gets a good rest and, you know, enjoy your Friday night and also your Saturday and your Sunday. And we'll have a chat after the Denver game. So stay safe. And as always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.